Hello, and welcome to this latest episode of the Western Green School podcast. I'm Mrs. Hansard, Deputy Head and Head of Pastoral Care and PSHE. I'm joined by some pupil representatives to talk about some of the ways we build a caring, inclusive and supportive environment at Western Green. We'll be discussing what pastoral care means at our school, the importance of friendship groups and how character education helps us all to grow. Emily, tell me a little bit about the Girls on Board sessions.
The Girls on Board sessions help us to figure out friendship problems and help us solve them. It helps groom our parents, teachers and us to learn how to solve them. And Mrs. Huntress says that we do role plays and say how the character other people are feeling and the character that you are feeling.
Brilliant. So do you reflect on what type of person you are?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. Kaya, can you tell me a little bit about the worry boxes that we have at Western Green?
So we have two worry boxes, one in the intervention room and one in the library. If you have a worry, you can fill it in and tick one of the boxes. One says, I would like to talk to a teacher, and one says, I wouldn't, but I'd just like you to know. And if you ticked, I would like to talk to a teacher, the teacher will come and get you and they will have a chat about your worry.
And how do you feel after you filled in a worry note and you've had a chat?
I feel much better and ready to go outside again.
Brilliant.
Mrs. Handley leads our friendship groups. Here's an insight into one of the workshops.
What do you make of that story with Leave Out Leo? What was the main message in that story? What was happening?
He leaves everyone out.
Who leaves everyone out?
Leo.
Leo leaves everyone out. Is that a good thing, do you think, to leave everyone out?
No.
What do you think? Hands up. Well done, Jasper. Is it a good thing?
No.
How do you think the other children felt, Artie, when they were left out of the story?
Sad. Very, very, very sad.
Why were they sad, though? Why is it not? Why do you feel sad when you're not included?
Because I'll be bored.
What would you do if you were left out of something? If someone leaves you out, Arthur, of a game or something you're doing, what would you do?
Be angry.
You'd be angry, wouldn't you? Do you think that would be good to be angry? I'm going to come back to Jasper in a minute. What could you do instead of being angry? How could you turn it around? What could you say? Anybody got any thoughts on what you could say?
Can I?
Really good starter.
Our Working with Boys programme supports boys in building strong friendships, managing emotions and developing positive social skills. What do you learn in working with boys?
We learn about banter and how there's good banter and bad banter. Good banter is when you're just joking around with friends, and bad banter is kind of a bit like bullying and crossing the line.
What else do you learn in working with boys?
So when some people get left out and they're feeling sad, you could include them and make sure they're not like upset and lonely and they don't have anyone to play with. And if it was you and you didn't get included, you would obviously feel really sad. So you want to make everybody else feel in that mood as well. So feel good.
Great, thank you.
Charlotte, we've been trying to integrate character education into our lessons. Can you tell me what that looks like in English?
It looks like we're going to read the book. Our book is called Escape from Pompeii. And there's these two characters called Livia and Tranio. I think we do is we draw a little stick person. Name it Tranio or Livia, whichever one they say, your teacher says. Then with a ruler you draw lines and do the character traits, are they not?
Brilliant. Named? And how does that help you with your English lessons?
It helps me understand how the character would feel and how I would feel if I was that character.
Brilliant. Excellent. Thank you very much. Livia, How does character education work for you? How do you use it to help you understand yourself?
So if you draw yourself in as a stick person, then draw lines and think about how you behave to other people, then it will help you work out if you're being nice or not so nice. And if you're not so nice, then your character traits will help you change that.
Lovely, thank you. That's brilliant.
Thank you for listening to our podcast about friendship, kindness and the values we share at Weston Green School. Being part of a community means feeling safe, included and valued every day. We hope you enjoyed this episode and look forward to sharing more soon. Take care and stay kind.